Erev Tov, we are on the top of, actually last line of Tzayin Amud Bet. We are in the middle of the Amoraim, discussing their individual tefillot at the end of their Amidah. Rav Safra Batar Tzelotei Amar Hachi, Yiratzimu Lefanecha Hashem Elohenu, שתשים שלום בפמליה של מעלה ופמליה של מטה, ובין התלמידים העוסקים בתורתך, בין עוסקים לשמה, בין עוסקים שלא לשמה, וכל העוסקים שלא לשמה, יהיה רצון שיהיו עוסקים לשמה. Which means, make peace in the... פמליה is like a group, like a large group, huh? Assembly, okay. Which is, Rashi is going to say, is a reference to the מלאכים. פמליה של מטה is בית מדרש, the תלמידים, and יהיה רצון that the תלמידים who learn Torah not for its sake, do so eventually for its sake. Says רשי הקדוש, בפמליה של מעלה בחבורת שרי האומות, שכשהשרים של מעלה יש תגר ביניהם, תקף יש קטטה בין האומות. As soon as the שרים, the מלאכים, start fighting among themselves, what happens down here? Their nations start to fight as well. כדכתיב ועתה אשוב להילחם עם שר פרס. ובפמליה של מטה וחבורת החכמים. Okay, Viter, says the Gemara. רבי אלכסנדר יבטר את צלותי אמר האחי, ירצמו לפניך, השם אלוהינו, שתעמידנו בקרן אורה, in a light corner, ואל תעמידנו בקרן חשיכה, ואל ידווה ליבנו, may our heart not sorrow, ואל יחשכו עינינו, and may our eyes not dim. Ika de amre harav hamnuna matzlila. Some say this was the tefillah of Rav Hamnuna. Rabbi Alexander batad de matzlila amar hachi ribon ha'olamim galui v'yadua lefanecha sheretzonenu la'asot retzonecha. We want to do. We want to fulfill your will. Umi me'akev seor shba isav she'abud malchuyot. What prevents us from doing so? The sourdough in the dough, which is the chametz, which is the yitzhara, and the she'abud malchuyot. יעצון מפניך שתצילנו מידם ונשוב לעשות חוקי רצונך בלבב שלם. רבה בתרצלותי אמר האחי, רבה ישתסה ספעלוז. אלוהי, עד שלא נוסרתי, איני חדאי. ועכשיו שנוסרתי, כאילו לא נוסרתי. עפר אני וחיי, קל וחומר במיטתי, הרי אני לפניך ככלי מלא בושה וכלימה. ירסום לפניך השם אלוהי, שלא חטא עוד, ומה שחטאתי לפניך מרוק ברחמיך הרבים. אבל לא על ידי סורים וחולאים רעים. והיינו וידוי דרב המנונה זוטה ביומה דחיפורי. Which means this is what רבה said every day. And רב המנונה זוט, the younger would say this on Yom Kippur. And guess what? We say it on Yom Kippur as well. And the last portion of this we actually say every night in קריאת שמע על המיטה. But instead of the word מרוק, we say מחוק. Okay, that's what we say. But it really means the same thing, to erase, to diminish. מורברי דרבינה כאבם סיים צלותי המרחי. What would מורברי דרבינה say? אלוהי נצור לשלום רע וסבתותה מדבר מרמה ונמכל אלי נפשי תדום ונפשי כאב על הכל תהיה פתח ליבי בתורתך ומצוותך תרדום נפשי ותסילנו מפה גרע ומייצר רע ומישה רעה ומכל רעות מתרגשות רבה בעולם וכל החושבים עליי רעה מהירה פרצתם וקלקל מחשבותם יהיו לו רצון מנפי והגיעו לנו בלפניך אדוני צורי וגואלי. Which means this is what the Chachamim adopted in our tefillah, more or less. We take out a few things, but more or less we say the text of Elohai Netzor. Fine. Says the Gemara Vayter, and then we'll go back to Rashi. Rav Sheshat Kiyava Yativ B'Ta'anita, Bata Demetzle Amar Achi. Ribon Ha'olamim Galui Lefanecha Bizman Shebet HaMikdash Kayem Adam Chotei Makriv Korban, Ve'en Makrivin Mimenu Ela Chelbo V'Damo, U'Mitkaper Lo, Ve'Achshav Yashavti B'Ta'anit V'Nitma'et Chelbi V'Dami, Yirasum Lefanecha Sheya Chelbi V'Dami, She'Nitma'et Keilu Yikrevtiv Lefanecha Al Gabei HaMizbeach V'Tirseni. At the end of Ta'anit, which means Mincha of Ta'anit, after you had already been B'Ta'anit, Rav Sheshat would say this text, Bizman Beit HaMikdash, a person who would sin would bring a korban, and the only thing brought on the mizbeach from the korban was the fat and blood. And now we don't have a mizbeach anymore, so yiratzon that my fat and blood that was diminished as a result of the fast should be before you like a korban and accepted. What are you saying?
Even though we established it in this last opinion,
yeah.
Can we add on our own?
Whatever you like.
Whatever we want.
Yeah. Now, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan ki avam sayim sifra di Iyov, yeah? The Mefarshim talk about it. It's a prayer to prevent Yetzirah and from people talking about it. It encompasses a lot of the ideas that were already spoken about. Most of the ideas that are already spoken about by the Amoraim are all in Elohai Nitzol. Vayter. Rabbi Yochanan ki avam sayim sifra di Iyov. When Rabbi Yochanan would finish the book of Iyov, which is a book full of tragedy, Amar Hachi. Sof Adam Lamut, Vesof Behema Leshchita. all men will die. All animals will be slaughtered. והכל למיתהם עומדין, and everybody's going to die. אשרי מי שגדל בתורה, ועמלו בתורה, right? Praiseworthy is one who grows up in the Torah and who toils in Torah. ועושה נחת רוח ליוצרו, וגדל בשם טוב, ונפטר בשם טוב מן העולם, ועליו אמר שלמה, טוב שם משמן טוב, ביום המוות, מיום היוולדו. Right? Since we're all going to die anyway, fortunate is one who dies with Torah. Yeah, Torah and a good name. We say the last part of this on Shabbat mornings after Tefillat Musafim. Yeah, Vayter. Says the Gemara Vayter. Yeah. Margela befumed Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir would be accustomed to say as follows. Gemor bechol levavecha uvchol nafshecha lada'at et derachai. Learn with all of your heart and all your soul to know my ways. Velishkod al dalte torati. And to frequent the doors of my Torah, netzor Torati belibecha v'neged einecha tiyeh yirati shemor picha mikol chet v'taher v'kadesh atzmecha mikol ashma v'avon v'ani e'ayi imecha b'chol makom. Which is a reminder. He was just constantly reminding himself about God's commandments to us and how a person should keep himself pure. And by doing so, Hakadosh Baruch Hu stays with us at all times. Margila befumay derabanan diavne. It was accustomed in the mouths of the Chachamim of Yavne, Ani Briya, V'chaveri Briya. I'm a creature, and my friend is a creature. The Amaretz, they were Chachamim, and he's talking about Ame Haratzot. Ani Melachti Ba'ir, V'hu Melachto Basadeh. My Melacha is easier, right? It's right next to me. And his work is where? In the field. Ani Mashkim Li Melachti, V'hu Mashkim Li Melachto. Keshem Shu Eno Mitgader Bi Melachti, Kach ani eni mitgadir bimelachto. Just like he doesn't get involved in my work, so too I won't get involved in his work. V'shem etomar ani marbe v'hu mamait. Lest the person say I do more and he does less. Shaninu echad amarbe v'echad amamait u'bilvad shichaven libon hashamayim. It's not how much you do; it's what, it's how much kavana you have. Okay, let's stop and see Rashi for a second, then we'll go back because there's a lot of ideas here. Says Rashi Akedor, second line. Yeah, bekeren ora bezavit ora umi me'akev. What makes our hearts chametz? Yetzerara. Eni chedai, lo hayiti chashuv ve'agun liyot nozar. I shouldn't have even been created. Ve'achshav shenozarti, ma chashivuti? Hare ani keilu lo nozarti. Kal v'chomer shebemitati afar ani. Certainly when I die, I'll only be like dust. Merik, kalev ve'hatem. Abolish. Ki avam seim sifra de Iyov, al shem sheyov niftar b'shem tov. Why would he say this? Iyov went through a life full of tragedies. But what was the end of the Sefer? That he got everything back and much better. Right? So he passed away with the Shem Tov because he passed his test. Yeah, Margele befume, davar ze ragil befiv, ani haosek batura bria ani, vechen chaveri amaretz briahu. We're both creations of Hashem. Ani melachti ba'ir, klomar, nocha melachti mimelachto. My job is easier than his. מתגדר, מתגדר לתפוס אומנותי. He doesn't try to grab my job. בשם התומר הדין עמו שאינו מתגדר בימנתי, שאילו היה תופס אומנותי, לא היה לו לב פתוח להרבות בתורה כמותי והיה ממעית ואין לו שכר. Lest you say, no, he has good reason for not trying to catch my, to infringe on my job. Why? Because if he tried, he wouldn't be able to do as much as me, and therefore what? He wouldn't get any שכר. That's wrong. Why? ובלבד שיכוון ליבון השמיים, ואצל קורבנות ובמנחות בסופה. The last Mishnah במנחות says this, which means a Kadosh Baruch Hu grades, a Kadosh Baruch Hu rewards, not based on accomplishment, rather based on effort and kavanat aliv. Okay? Vayter. Says the Gemara. Yeah. Says the Gemara as follows. Margela befumeh da baye. Le'olam ye adam aron bir'a. A person should be completely, naked with yirat Hashem, which means no cheshbonot. Straight. Ma'ane rach yashiv chayma, it's a pasuk in Mishle, a soft response will turn away anger. Umarbe shalom imechav, ve'im kerovav, ve'im kol adam, ve'afilu im nochri bashuk. And do what? Person should always look to make peace with everybody, even with goyim in the marketplace. Kedeh she'ahuv lema'ala, ve'nechmad lemata, so you should be beloved in heaven. And down here as well. V'yeh mekubal ala b'riyot. Amru alav an arba nechonan ben zakai, shelo hikdimo adam shalom me'olam ve'afilu nukhri bashuk. One of the virtues of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, of the many, he was Nasi Israel. And what was the virtue that the Chachamim said about him? Nobody ever greeted him. He always greeted everyone else, even whom? Even goyim in the shuk. big thing. מרגלה בפומי דרבה, תכלית חוכמה, תשובה ומעשים טובים. The end game of wisdom is תשובה ומעשים טובים, שלא יהיה אדם קורא ושונה ובועט באביו ובאמו וברבו ומי שהוא גדול ממנו. It is inappropriate for a person to learn Torah and then what? Kick away or rebel against his parents and his Rebbe and whoever's greater than him. You see some people doing that. That's not the way of the Torah. Rather what? ומי שגדול ממנו בחוכמה בניין שנאמר ראשית חוכמה יראת אדוני שכל טוב לכל עושיהם לעושים לא נאמר it doesn't say לעושים those who do אלא לעושיהם what's לעושיהם לעושים לשמה for those who perform the Torah ומצוות לשם שמיים ולא לעושים שלא לשמה not for those who do it not for the sake of heaven וכל העושה שלא לשמה נוח לו שלא נברא a person who performs Torah ומצוות not for the sake of heaven it is better that he would not be created. See that? Now, if we stop for a moment, let's see Rashi and Tosfot. There's an obvious question over here that everybody knows. What's the question? Vaday. What? What happened? What's Pashin? That he shouldn't be Notzar? Yeah, but there's a Gemara Negdo. Tosfot asks a stira. Manase. Taisvis. How do you learn Shas without Taisvis? Yeah, says Rashi. That's why he came here. Yeah, Vayter says Rashi. תחליט ערום ביראה להערים בכל מיני עורמה ליראת בורו. Over here it means, it doesn't mean naked, it means להערים, meaning crooked. A person should be crooked in יראת שמיים. What does that mean? Do whatever you need to do to be יראת שמיים.
Cunning.
יפה. Like Yaakov Avinu. Right? בא אחיך בעורמה. ויקח ברכתך. Right? טוב. ויתר. Yeah. תכלית חוכמה, עיקרה של תורה שהיא עימת תשובה ומעשים טובים. העושה שלו נשמע נוח לא שלו נברא, פירוש, שאינו לומד כדי לקיים, אלא לקנטר. This means that what he's learning, not in order to fulfill, he's learning in order to put down and challenge others. When a person learns Torah in order to challenge and put down others, better he would have been created. It's better that his existence would have been deleted. Now, which means backspace existence. So, he says like this. What's more powerful, backspace or delete? Control, alt, delete. Now, it says like this. Task manager. Says Rashi, de beperek makom shenagu amrinan, rava rami ketiv. The Gemara says in Psachim, he asks a contradiction. Ad shamayim chazdecha uchtiv me'al ha-shamayim. Kan ba'osek shelo lishma, ve'at ha-mayri b'mkayim kedeh she'yichabduhu, v'chen mash mirushalmi defirkin. Let's see Tosfot. Tosfot says, העושה שלו לשמה נוח לא שלו נברא, ואם תאמר, האמר רב יהודה, אמר רב, פרק מקום שנהגו, לעולם יעסוק אדם בתורה ובמצוות אפילו שלא לשמה, שמתוך שלא לשמה, בא לשמה. What are you telling me a person who does תורה ומצוות שלא לשמה? It's better that he wasn't brought into existence. הרי הגמרא says, a person should always do תורה ומעשים טובים שלא לשמה, because eventually that will lead him to do what? You're talking from Halacha Yomit. I'm talking from Tosfos. Says Tosfot v'yesh lomar. Deach amayre she'eino lomed ela lekanter chaverav, v'hat amayre shelomed al menat she'yichabduhu. Exactly what Rashi said, which is, Rashi and Tosfot are saying the same thing. When a person's learning the Torah not for its own sake, but for his own personal benefit, that's mitoch shelo lishma ba lishma. Let's say for kavod, for a job, whatever it is. It's not perfect, but it's okay. But when a person's learning Torah, not even for his own benefit, rather to do bad to others, to challenge others, to put down others, that is Noach Lo Shelo Nivra, so say Rashi and Tosfot. Understand? Vayter, says the Gemara. No jokes. Right, Avi? Okay, Vayter. No, ma na'aseh. But Baruch Hashem, there's plenty who learned Baruch Hashem Lishma, v'chule. What would Reb Levi Yitzchak say? Avi, tell me about Reb Levi Yitzchak. Margila befume derav. לא כעולם הזה, העולם הבא. העולם הבא, אין בו לא אכילה, ולא שתייה, ולא פרייה ורבייה, ולא מסע ומתן, ולא קנאה, ולא שנאה, ולא תחרות, אלא סדיקים יושבים ועטרותיהם בראשיהם, ונהנים מזיו השכינה שנאמר, ויחזו את האלוהים, ויוכלו וישתו. העולם הזה, העולם הבא is not like העולם הזה, there's no eating, drinking, procreating, business, what is it? The tzaddikim sit there and benefit and enjoy the glory of the Shekhinah. And where do we learn that from? From the Atzilei B'nei Yisrael, Parashat Mishpatim. What do? They gazed at HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they were so full, they were so satisfied by it. It was as if they ate and drank. Says Rashi, Yeva yochalu veyishtu sav'u miziv ha-shechina ke'ilu achlu v'shetu. Vayitu in the Gemara. Says the Gemara. Huh? No children. No, 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 no. None of that.
Yeah. Wanted revenge on the king
to be
the
vineyard. What's his name? Nevot.
The one that came whispered in the ear of the king.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to have to see. This is a very big, this concept in the Gemara, it's not for now, maybe a topic for Shir Klali, but the essence or how Olam Haba is going to look exactly based on this Gemara is subject to tremendous amounts of machlokot poskim here and there. With bodies, without bodies, physical, metaphysical, spiritual. It's a very, very big machloket. We'll see the Rambam, is that the Shem? But it's an interesting sugiyah. So, well, the Mefarshim talk about it. Says the Gemara, G'dola avtecha shivtichan HaKadosh Baruch Hu lenashim yoter mina anashim. The promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made to women is greater than that of men, she'emar, nashim she'ananot komna, she'ma'an hakoli benot botchot, ha'azina imrati. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls women refreshed. He calls them secured, as opposed to, he never said that to men. So what do we see? Women are automatically in better standing than men. Amar le Rav le Rabbi Chiya, nashim b'mai zachiyan. We know, what's a man's ticket to Olam Haba? Talmud Torah. Women are patur. So how did they gain entrance? Very famous Gemara, we've said it many times. Read this to your wives tonight. By sending their children to Bet Knesset, which is where Talmud Torah used to be, and by sending their men, their husbands, to learn in the Bet Midrash, and waiting up for their husbands until they come home from learning from the Bet Midrash. Okay, says the Gemara Baiter. When the Chachamim would leave the Bet Midrash of Rabbi Yami and Rabbi Chanina to go back home, Amri Le, what would they tell him? A bracha. Amri Lehachi, Olamcha tireh b'chayecha, may you see your life in your day, v'achritcha l'chaya olam haba, v'tikva techa ledor dorim, libecha yehege tevuna, picha yedaber chokhmot, ulshonecha yerchish renanot, af apecha yeishiru negdecha, עיניך יאירו במאור תורה, ופניך יזהירו כזוהר הרקיע. שפתותיך יביעו דעת וכליותיך תעלוזנה משרים, ופעמיך ירוצו לשמוע דברי עתיק יומין. Try saying that during a Misha Berach. What a bracha. Right, Mo? What a powerful bracha. Anyway. All sorts of wonderful things. Weiter, what else did they say? Tov. No, after they learned Torah from him, they would go back home, so they would leave him with a dibre bracha. Ki avu miftere rabbanan miberav chazda, ve'amri la miberav shmuel ben nachmani, amru la'achi, alufenu, there's a pasuk in Tehilim, alufenu mesubalim, en peretz, ve'en yoset, ve'en tzevacha, birchovotenu. Ashrei ha'am shekach alo, ashrei ha'am shadonai lo av, right, that's the, when, that, huh? No, it's not Moroccan. No, it's Yerushalmi, many, It's a Perek Tehillim that is recited specifically when? Motzei Shabbat, before Arvit. It's supposed to be recited. David HaMelech would say that, Al Pia Masoret, David HaMelech would say this Perek Tehillim before going out to war. And he would have Kavanah during that one and one more before going out to war. Le David Baruch, Adonai Tzurim, Lamed Yadei Nakrav, Itzpeotei Lemilchama, and Lamnaseach Ben Ginot Mizmoshir. He would read Lamnaseach Ben Ginot Mizmoshir. Maran Chida says, it was engraved in a golden plate, with the Shem Hashem, he would have Kavanah and he would go out and annihilate all his enemies. Huh? Well, so Le David Baruch Hashem Tzuri is Kuf Mem Dalet, 144, and Lam Naseach Ben Ginot, I don't remember exactly which one it is. Lam Naseach Ben Ginot, we said every morning in the Shev of the Menorah. So why do we say Motzei Shabbat? Why do we say Motzei Shabbat? No? We're going out to war with the Yetzer Hara. The Satan's back in business, Gehinnam turns back on, everything. You know, we're going back to the week? Huh? He's not off duty, but he's afraid to mess with people on Shabbat a little bit. So, Bekitzur, he's off duty only one day a year. Yom HaKippurim. So, now, and even on Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to shut him up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hatom Pesatan, Ve'al Yastin Aleinu. So, Vayter, so what did they say? Alufenu Mesubalim, Alufenu Mesubalim, Rav Ushmuel Ve'amri Le Rav Yochanan, Verbil Azar, what's the meaning of this pasuk? Chad amar alufenu batorah. our experts, okay, in Torah, umsubalim b'mitzvot, and surrounded by what? By mitzvot. V'chad amar, alufenu b'Torah uva mitzvot, umsubalim b'yisurin. Some say alufenu expert in Torah mitzvot, and surrounded by suffering. And now the pasuk continues, en peretz ven yotzet ven tzavacha b'rchovotenu, en peretz shelo tesi'atenu kesi'ato shel David. Let our group, how do they translate there? Si'atenu?
Company.
Not be like that of David HaMelech, shi'atza mimenu achitofel. Because David HaMelech's company also included whom? Achitofel, who ended up being a rasha. Ve'en yotzet shelo tesi'atenu kesi'ato shel Sha'ul, shi'atza mimenu do'eg ha'adomi. Rasha. ואין צבחה שלא תסיעתנו כסיעתו של אלישע שיצא ממנו גחזי ברחובותינו שלא יהיה לנו בן או תלמיד שמקדיח תבשילו ברבים. We pray to הקדוש ברוך הוא that we not have a child or a student that goes off the derech publicly. Okay? טוב. ויתר. Says רשי הקדוש. בורס, נקרון לזה? Okay. ויתר. I like that, of course. טוב. בקיצור, says רשי הקדוש, וידידי הגדולה הבטחה, שערי קיראן שעננות ובוטחות. What did the Kadosh Baruch Hu call women? Called them refreshed and secured. לבקן אשתה, תינוקות של בית רבן היו גבילים להיות למדין לפני רבן בבית הכנסת. The yeshivas used to be in the בית הכנסת. ברבנן, בית המדרש ששם שונים משנה וגמרא, ונטרין לגבריהו, ממתינות לבעליהן ונותנים לרשות ללכת ולימוד תורה בעיר אחרת. In those times, it wasn't only waiting up for your husband, it was actually sending them out to learn Torah, you know, abroad in different cities. So that's a big thing. So, but don't try this at home. Maftire Rabbanan, huh? Yeah. Maftire Rabbanan ze mize, shaya notel reshut mechaveru lashub leveto ularzo, they would each take leave of one another when they used to go back home. And what would they bless each other? Olamcha tireh v'chayecha kol tzerechecha timtza. May you find all of your needs. Picha yidaber chochmot bilshon beracha yomrim. Yeishiru, lishon yosher, straightness. Shtem mevin Torah kahalacha. So a lot of people learn Torah. A lot of people also understand Torah. Some people understand the Torah correctly, straight. Some people understand the Torah crooked. The beracha is not only to learn Torah. Like Rav Chaim said, it's don't learn Shas, know Shas. And even when you know Shas correctly. Straight, not crooked. There's plenty of people who make mistakes in the Torah, say incorrect things, say wrong halachot, and they're machriv et Am Yisrael, they destroy the whole Jewish nation. The main point of the Torah, it's a bracha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, A, gives us the zechut to learn, and to learn correctly, she'lo tetze takala mitachat yadenu le'olam. Now, says, next Rashi, we didn't do that yet. Vayter, says the Gemara, let's see Tosfot on the top of Yudzan Amud Bet. Peretz ze achitofel sheparatz pirsa b'malchut bet David. The only malicious character in the group of David HaMelech was whom? Achitofel. Yotzet ze doeg sheyatza letarbut ra'a. Why is he called? Why is doeg ha'adomi called Yotzet? Doeg ha'adomi was the Rosh Sanhedrin, and he went off the derech.
Was there anyone that had good tamidim or good 100%?
100%. There's plenty of people, but yeah. Now, but Achitofel was not a talmid of David HaMelech. On the contrary, David HaMelech considered himself a talmid of Achitofel and Doeg, for that matter. Huh? It was in his company. Yeah. Sheyatzal terbut rak mifresh bechelik gabe vay sheyatzal ze tzevacha ze gechazi shehaya mitzora uchtiv be tame tame ikra vehaynu tzevacha. The mitzora screams tame tame, and that's the tzevacha, that's the scream. Says the Gemara Vayter, there's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Shim'o elai abir elei barachokim mitzedaka. Listen to me, stubborn of heart, those who are far from tzedakah. Who's that? Rav Shmuel ve'amri la Rabbi Yochanan ve'Rabbi Elazar. Machloket. Chad amar kol ha'olam kulo nizonim bitzedaka ve'hem nizonim bizroa. Which means, one says that the entire world gets, everyone in the world gets parnasa as a result of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's kindness. He gives us tzedakah. And the tzaddikim get their parnasa how? Deservedly. Bizroa means they earned it. Yeah? Now, v'chad amar, the other way around. Kol ha'olam kulo nizonim bizchutam. And the entire world gets parnasa in the zchut of the tzaddikim. Vehem afilu bizchut atzman enan nizonin. And the tzaddikim themselves don't even get parnasa in their own merits. How do we know? כדי רב יהודה מרב, פיימס גמרא, דאמר רב יהודה מרב, בכל יום ויום בת קול יוצאת מהחורב ואומרת, כל העולם כולו ניזונין בשביל חנינה בני, וחנינה בני די לו בקו חרובין מערב שבת לערב שבת. Which חנינה is this talking about? רבי חנינה בן דוסה. Yes, in מסכת תענית. The entire world gets sustenance in the merit of Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, and he himself what? He was anim marud, impoverished. He only had a small measure of carobs, not carrots, carobs, charuvim. How do you say that in Russian? They don't grow them there, huh? No. Crickets they have though. That we made sure. We say crickets again? Oh. They have them. Yeah? Okay. Anyway. Bekitzur, so. Crickets last time. Anyway, so next week we'll talk about it again because it's Makas Arbe, Parashat Bo. Anyway, Bekitzur, so says like this. Yeah, says the Gemara, Ufligad Rav Yehuda. This idea argues in Rav Yehuda. The Amar Rav Yehuda, Man Abir Elev, Govai Tipsha'e. Govai is a nation of Goyim that came from Netinim. They're like fake Jews. Okay, not fake news, fake Jews. Tipsha'e, the foolish ones. Amar Rav Yosef, Teda, Deha La Igayev Giora Minayu. How do we know that they're a foolish nation? Not one of them ever converted. No, that's the Kutim. Amar Rav Ashe, Bene Mata Machsiya Abir Elev Ninhu. You know who the stubborn-hearted nation is? The people of Mata Machsiya. How so? The Kachazu Yikara Deoraita Trezim Nebeshata, Velaka Megayev Giora Minayu. The Goyim of Mata Machsiya see the honor, the glory of the Torah twice a year, and none of them ever converted. What is that? That's a reference to the Shiurim. They used to have something called a Yarche Kala. What's that? Everybody used to come to Mata Machsiya to hear the Drasha of Rav Ashe, once during Elul, before the Chagim, and once during Adar, before Pesach. And it was a huge influx. It was like a mini Aliyah LaRegel. Everybody used to come to hear the Shiur. And no goyim from that city that saw that ever. Bavil, Mata Machsiya, Bavil. Rav Ashe was there. Yeah. So, huh?
Because
the goyim saw this, and none of them were ever moved to convert. Tov says Rashi Hakadosh. כל העולם כולו ניזונים בצדקה, בצדקתו של הקדוש ברוך הוא, ולא בזכות שבידן. והם ניזונים בזרוע, בזכות שבידם, ובצדיקים משתעי. קרא, it's talking about צדיקים, וקרלו רחוקים מצדקתו של הקדוש ברוך הוא. The צדיקים are far from the צדקה of הקדוש ברוך הוא. Why? צדיקים don't need צדקה from God. Why? They earned it themselves. Yeah? אינן ניזונים ש...
They're less well off than...
No, much better. In terms of what? Their parnasa? Seems to be a machloket. Yeah. But and you see, yesh v'yesh. Yeah.
But they don't know that they're relying on their own merits?
They don't know.
How does it work?
They don't know. You ask a tzaddik, he doesn't think he's a tzaddik either. אין הניזונים שאין להם כדי צורכיהם ומתפרסים בקושי. ופלי גדר ביהודה דאי הוא אמר אביר אלב, היינו רשעים. גובי שם אומה היא בבבל ובמסכת קידושין אמרינה שהיו מן הנתינים. Okay? Says, שבחה דאורייתא, תרי זמנה בשתה. What would they see? שהיו נאספים שם ישראל באדר לשמוע בהלכות הפסח, מדרש דרב אשה, ובאלו לשמוע הלכות החג. Which חג? סוכות. Says, תוספות, תרי זמנה בשתה. אבל בעצרת שאינו אלא יום אחד לא היו כל כך מתאספים. What about for Shavuot? Was there a big shear before Shavuot? Not as big. Okay? בשם, so what was there? Tosfot says, what was going on by the shiur of Rav Ashe that should have moved the goyim to be mitgayir? Says Tosfot, ושם ניסה התרחיש להו. Maybe there was a nes going on. וראיתי בספר העיתים שחיבר הרב רבי יהודה בר ברזילאי, ונשיא אל ברצלוני. ששמע שהיה עמוד של אש יורד מן השמיים עליהם בקלה דאלול חלה דאדר. A pillar of fire would come down in the times of Amoraim during the drasha of Rav Ashe, okay, about 1,000 or so years ago, during the, a little bit more, about 1,300 years ago, and it would come down, and they would see this during the shiur, and they wouldn't be mitgayer, so he called them tipeshi.
They weren't saying
halachot, ma? Huh? No stories, right? This wasn't Kiruv, right? This was, okay, Weiter. Right? Weiter. So, says the Gemara Weiter, yeah? Chatan im rotze likrot, what did the Mishnah end off? The Mishnah said, Chatan, or anybody else who's patur from Kriyat Shema and wants to read, what did the Tanakhama say? Tfaddal, okay? However, what did Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel say? Lo kol harotze litol et Hashem yitol, which means, hello, relax, not everybody's on the level. Like my father. Who is his father? Rabban Gamliel. Tov, weiter. Says the Gemara, lememra, what's the reason that Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel would say that a person who's patur should not say it? No. Maybe gava. Maybe if you're patur and you're doing it anyway, what does that show maybe a little bit? Yuara. Yuara is presumptuousness, which is a form of arrogance. So what do we see from here? Says the Gemara, lememra, the Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, chayish liyuara. People who are reading. Doesn't matter if it's the Chachamim weren't mechalek in front of people, not in front of people. When you're patur, you don't read. It's yara, it's gaiva. That's according to Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Who said that? Who said gaiva? Rav Steinman. You remember? Told the story. Told, huh?
Ah, the car.
Huh? No, not the car. The kid in the yeshiva, and the kid that they didn't want to accept to the yeshiva. Anyway, bekitzer, gaiva. Lememra, the Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel chayish liyuara, v'Rabbanan la chayish liyuara. If you, it seems like Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel is worried about arrogance, gava, and the Chachamim are not, because the Chachamim say even if you're patur ma, go for it. We learn somewhere else exactly the opposite. Titnan, there's a Mishnah. Makom shenagu, this is a Mishnah in Psachim. Makom shenagu la'asot melacha b'tishah be'av osin. Makom shenagu shelo la'asot in osin. What's the halacha about doing work, performing labor on Tisha B'Av? It has to do with minhag makom. V'chol makom talmid chachamim betelim. However, in any place, even where the minhag is not to do work, the minhag is yes to do work, what do talmid chachamim do? Abstain. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer le'olam ya'aseh kol adam et atzmo ketalmid chacham. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, wherever you are, even a place of working, you can decide to make yourself what? Talmid Chacham and not work. So what do you see from here? It sounds like the opposite. The Chachamim say, only the Talmid Chachamim can not work in a place of work, and a bunch, which means, are they concerned about Gava? Yes. Exactly the opposite of here. And what does the Rashbag say? That everybody can be Talmid Chachamim and work, and not work, where people usually do work. So what do you see? Is he worried about Gava? No. Exactly the opposite of here. So what's the answer?
Why would you assume that he's worried about Gava? Maybe over here, really, you should have.
No, it's Minhag HaMakom. This halacha is determined by Minhag HaMakom. Everyone's working, you work. Says the Gemara, Kashiya d'Rabbanan d'Rabbanan, Kashiya d'Rabbanan Shimon ben Gamliel. Huh? Also, but it's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avot, in Pesachim. So says the Gemara, Kashiya d'Rabbanan d'Rabbanan, Kashiya d'Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, d'Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Both of them contradict one another. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mukhlefet Hashita. Rabbi Yochanan says one of them, either over here by Kriyat Shema, or over there by Tisha B'Av, you got to switch one of the names. Meaning, in order to make them consistent with one another, you got to flip one. He doesn't say which one, but whichever one you flip, the other one will be consistent. However, Rav Shisha b'Rei d'Rav Idi Amar le'olam la tachlif. You don't have to change it, and they're still consistent. Yeah, how is that? D'Rabbanan d'Rabbanan la kashya kriyat Shema kivan dekule alma kakar uviu na mekare la mechzek yuara hacha kivan dekule alma avd melacha viu la ka'avid mechzek yuara. The Rabbanan will tell you over here, you know why it's not considered yuara? Let's say a chatan. Yeah, he wants to read. Everyone else is reading, and he's not. If he just wants to chime in with everybody else, he's just blending in to what everybody else is doing. So that's not gava. Whereas with regards to the Tisha B'Av, if you're not a Talmid Chacham, if everybody else is working and you're not, and you're a Talmid Chacham, so you're doing what you're going against the current, and that's Yohara. And Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel goes the other way around, and he says, "The Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, the Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, la kashya hatam bechavanat tal yamilta, ba'anan tzade delamatz lechavune da'ate." Which means, Rashbag says over here, you know why? The Chachamim said, you know why you shouldn't be reading Kriyat Shema? You can't have Kavana. So if you said, no, I'm going to read, what is that show? So, no, I can have Kavana. So that's a show of Ga'ava. The Chachamim said, no, you can't. You're not going to have Kavana. But over there by Tisha B'Av, even if everybody's working, if you don't, even when you're going against the current, will people say, ooh, because he wants to be Gavtan, because he's such a tzaddik? No. He might not be working because He just doesn't have work to do. Look how many unemployed people there are outside. So not necessarily will people associate his lack of work to him being a tzaddik or ga'ava. Let's see Rashi. Yeah. Says Rashi. לא כל הרצה, אם לא הוחזק חכם יחסיד לרבים, אין זה אלא גאווה שמראה בעצמו שיכול לכוון ליבו. Who she ties that? רבן שמעון בן גמליאל. אמרי אין שאביתהו דלתלה, הרואה אותו שאינו עושה מלאכה, אינו מבין שמחמת תשעה באב ובתן. No one's going to think it's because it's תשעה באב, אלא אין לו מלאכה לעשות. People are going to think that it's why, because he just doesn't have work to do. פוק חזה, כמה בתלני יקה בשוקה, אף בימי מלאכה. Look, even on work days, look at the lines in unemployment. Baruch Hashem, under the current administration, it's much less. Hashem Yisrael. Baruch Hashem. So, aval mikol makom, there's plenty of unemployed people, even on work days. Let's see. Tosfot, yeah. Rav Shisha b'rei Rav Idi amar le'olam lo tachlif. So, Rabotai, what's the halacha by Kriyat Shema at the end of the day? Chachamim or Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel? If you're patur, if a chatan wants to say Kriyat Shema, says, I want to. Chachamim say, okay. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, unless you're a big tzaddik, no. So what does Tosfot say? Piresh Rabbeinu Hananel, de halacha kerav sheshat, dehu batra'a, behalacha kerabban Shimon ben Gamliel, de amal lo kolo rotze litol tashem, yitol. Uvchol makom sheshana Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel b'mishnatenu halacha kmoto, chutz me'arev tzidan v'ra'ya achruna. Rabbeinu Hananel paskin zalacha, like Rashbag, then unless you're a big tzaddik, you can't do it. Because any time halacha is kirashbag in any time Rashbag is mentioned in the Mishnah, except for three cases, halacha is like him. V'chein pasak, Rabbeinu Hananel. This should probably say Rabbeinu Tam. Yes, Rabbeinu Tam. Huh? Any Mishnah. Now the Rambam disagrees with this Tosfot. However, Tosfot throws in something that we've already seen in the Shulchan Aruch. Umiu, anu shebeshum pa'am enanu mechavvenim hetev, gam chatan yesh likrot. De'ad rabba, nir'a ki yuara im lo yikra klomar, ani mechavven bechol sha'a. Aval la'asot melacha b'tish'a be'av, en la'asot melacha. Avi, what does Tosfot say about chatanim nowadays? Why? And abstaining now, a chatan abstaining from Kriyat Shema actually shows gava, because what's he saying? I usually have plenty of kavanah, just not tonight. Ya habibi, relax. Okay, now, bekitzer, so that's with regards to that. Hadran alach, perik, hayakore. Melacham tisha be'av, he's fasting like whom?
Seems like he's fasting like he's thinking that the halakha is that nobody works tisha be'av.
No. In la'asot melacha b'tishah be'av, if they're not doing it. Okay, now. Vayter, yeah, says the Mishnah. Mi shemeto mutal lefanav, patur mikriyat shema, umina tefila, umina tefillin, umikon mitzvot ha'amurot b'torah. Bar minnan, a person who is, this is not in the stage of avilut, we're talking about meto mutal lefanav. What does that mean? Aninut. Right, he's not buried yet. He's patur from all of the mitzvot of the Torah, including Kriyat Shema, Tefillah, Tefillin, Berachot, right, v'chule v'chule. Now, the Mishnah continues. Not only the onen himself, the person who lost the relative, nosei hamita, the pallbearers, the people who carry the. In those times, they didn't have a coffin. They had the body was wrapped in a talit. You still see it in Eretz Yisrael. They put in like a stretcher, right? They put in like a gurney, and they carry it. That's minhag Yisrael. That's the way it should be. Now. Many poskim took very great issue of wheeling the mit like they do today, or driving it, putting in a carriage. There are big tshuvot from the chachamim that's minhag agoyim. Minhag Yisrael always was to do what to the mit?
Carrying
by hand. To there, okay, fine. But in those times they used to do it by carriage, when it's walkable. If it's walkable, even in Eretz Yisrael, they walk mamash the whole way. Now, Vayter. Yeah. Nosei hamita v'chilufehen v'chilufei chilufehen. Right, they had different shifts of pallbearers, those standing in front, which means those who the coffin has not yet arrived to, and those behind the coffin, those who have already carried, there is a three-way machloket rishonim, how to understand this sentence in the Mishnah. What are we talking about? The pallbearers, yeah? The ones in the front, the ones in the back, chayavim, pturim. We're going to have to see Rashi, Tosfot, and the Rambam in order to understand three pshatim in the Rishonim, what's going on here. Let's wait. Ve'elu va'elu peturim min atefila. However, even those who are not patur, even those who are chayav in Kriyat Shema, which means the ones that are not necessary anymore for pallbearing, if they're still part of the procession, what's the halacha? They are still patur min atefila, because tefila is only midirabbanan. kavru et amit v'chazru. Now, after they already buried the deceased and they came back, im yicholim le'atchil v'ligmor ad shelo yagiu l'ashura yatchilu. Now, even after the burial, they used to have a minhag to make a shura, which was a shura, a row of minachamim, of people, the avelim. In Yerushalayim, they still do it. When the avel walks from the kever towards the outside or towards the parking lot of the cemetery, the minachamim, the people who come with him, form rows, and he walks through, and they give him words of nechama. Yeah. Yeah, because they're already avelim. Once they're so you tell them hamakom yinachem etchem v'chule v'chule, or tenucham nashamayim, whatever the idea does. So if they have a chance to read Kriyat Shema and finish before they get to that row, they should do so. Ve'im lav lo yatchilu. And if not, they're still oskim b'mitzvah and don't start yet. Ha'omdim b'shura pnimiim peturim ve'achitzonim chayavim. Those standing on the inside of the row are patun mikriyat shema, but the outside ones are still chayav. Let's see Rashi, what is going on over here? Says Rashi Kadosh. Yeah. So the Gemara is going to analyze each statement of this Mishnah. So let's see Rashi. Mishmeto patun mikriyat shema lefishu tarud b'machshevet kiburato. When it's still meto munach lefanav, it's not only tirda, it's tirda of what? Of mitzvah. Why? Mitzvah likvor et amit. Yeah, so it's tirda, it's preoccupation of a mitzvah. Okay, v'havia dumia dechatan defatun mishum tirda de mitzvah v'chilufehin sheken derech shemitchalfin naset lefi shehakol chafetzin liskot bo. They would switch off pole bearing. Okay, so they would switch off pole bearing because everybody wanted to have a portion. Everybody wanted to take advantage of the mitzvah, so everybody would take a. Would take turns. Yeah. No, because onin is a different thing. It's not only from Kriyat Shema. It's not only things that require kavana. Besides for the kavana issue, he's also patur mikol mitzvot shebatorah. And there's a few reasons. Huh? Yeah, and even if he wants to be machmir, we're going to see in the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, obviously mitzvot asa, but even brachot and stuff like that, even if he wants to be machmir and read Kriyat Shema, we tell him not to. Because it's considered zilzul amit. Yes, says the Rashi. Actually, lifnei amita. What does it mean to be before the coffin? Sheit asku bok keshetagi amita etzlam, which means they're standing in front of the coffin, which means it hasn't gotten to them yet. It's on its way to them. Veshele achar amita. Who's the ones behind it? Shenesa'uhu kvar. The ones who already carried it and they're standing behind it. Yaneh, there was a procession and people used to carry a little bit and then pass it forward. So in front of the mita is whom? Have not yet. And behind is whom? Have done already. So now look how Rashi explains. What did the Mishnah say? Says Rashi, there is a chilufei girsaot between the Maharsha, Maharshal and Bet Yosef. How to read this Rashi? And Tosfot. Ready? Okay. Says Rashi, שלפני המיטה צורך בהם פטורים. אם צריכים לסייתו, פטורים. Those standing in front of the Aron, if they are needed to carry it, what's the הלכה? They're פטור. ושלאחר המיטה, אף אם צורך בהם חייבים. Even if the people behind it are still needed, they're still חייב. הואים שכבר יצאו ידי חובתן מן המת. Why? Because they already fulfilled their mitzvah. And even if they're still needed, what's the הלכה? חייבים בקריאת שמה. ואלו ואלו פטורים מן התפילה דלאו דאורייתא. Even the people behind the mita who will no longer be caring what's the halacha with regards to tefila, פטורים. ורבותינו פירשו לפי שיש להן עוד שהות. Why is it that they are פטור מתפילה? Because they still have time to pray. ולי נראה שאין זה לשון פטור. It doesn't mean that you can do it later. It means that what? פטור means what? פטור לגמרי, exempt from the תפילה. Rashi's Rebbeim. Rashi's Rebbeim. Lashura, yes, does a lot. Lashura, shayu menachamin et ha'avel behekef shura svivotav b'shuva min hakever. After they turned away from the grave, they would form rows around him to be menachem oto. Now, let's see.
Yeah. In front, according to Rashi, he says that they're still there.
The people in front, no, they're patur.
They're patur in the back.
They're chayav, Rashi says. Now, says Tosfot. מי שמתו מוטל לפניו, ראשי גריס, מי שמתו אחר תפילת השחר, אבל נראה לריש שהוא אחר היה קורא דאייר בספה מקריאת שמה, וכאן מתחיל נמי מפטור קריאת שמה, וראשון מגריס כמו כן. There's מחלוקת between Rashi and Tosfot about the order of these פרקים. First פרק was מהמתי. Okay? Second פרק היה קורא. Third פרק, Rashi says the third פרק is תפילת השחר. דיני תפילה. Tosfot says no, it's מי שמתו. Why? Tosfot says that my way and the Yerushalmi's way makes much more sense because this perek still discusses what? Kriyat Shema. Turim of Kriyat Shema. According to Rashi, says Tosfot, it doesn't make sense. It goes Kriyat Shema, Tefillah, and then fourth perek, back to Kriyat Shema. It's a little bit out of order. So that's how Tosfot says, I'm right. פטור מקריאת שמה, בירושלמי מפרש טעמה, אמר רבי בון, כתיב למען תזכור, עד כל ימי חייך. It says, למען תזכור את יום צאתך מארץ מצרים, כל ימי חייך. ימים שאתה עוסק בחיים, ולא ימים שאתה עוסק במתים. Why are you פטור מקריאת שמה, when a person's onen? Why? The Yerushalmi says, the reason is, כל ימי חייך, days that you deal with the living. But days that you deal with the dead, you are פטור.
Right?
Yeah. It's a different gusa. Hachi garisina patum kriyat shema min tefillin min tefillin. Okay. Now, Tosfot says very interesting. Hachi garis Rashi. This is how Tosfot understands Rashi's pshat. Shele'achar amita, afilu amita tzricha lahem chayavin. The people behind the mita, even if they're still useful, says Rashi, what's the halacha? Chayav. They're done. Shele'olam lo ayu regilim naset shekvar nasu chelkam. They wouldn't ever be called again to carry the aron. Why not? Because they already did so. So, v'tema, says Tosfot, v'tema k'tzat ha-lashon, lefaresh mai ka'amar afilu tzricha lahem, v'alo lo hayu nos'in klal et amet. Says Tosfot to Rashi, I don't understand your lashon. What do you mean the people behind, even if they're still necessary, even if they're still useful? No, because they would never carry again. If they would never carry again, if it's never done, so what do you tell me that they're useful? What does that even mean? Therefore, which leads Tosfot to change the girsa. Tosfot has a different pshat in this Mishnah. לכך נראה כגרסת הספרים שלפני המיטה ושלאחר המיטה את שהמיטה צריכה להם פטורין. אין צריכה להם חייבין. Tosfot says, I have no ironclad rule like Rashi, that the ones in front, patur. The ones in back, chayav. Tosfot says, there's no such ironclad rule. Both the guys in the front and the guys in the back. If you're necessary, if you're useful, patur. If you're not useful, chayav. And according to Tosfot, the chiyuv and patur goes on whom? On both of them. We don't discriminate based on where you're standing. לפני המיטה, לאחר המיטה, says Tosfot, useful, patur, not useful, chayav. Yeah. Rashi said that. Rashi said that. Quoting Rashi. Exactly. Which means, according to Tosfot, even the ones behind can sometimes be useful. According to Rashi, that's not true.
If they're needed, they're going to be Turim according to Tosfot.
Correct. Whereas according to Rashi, the ones behind are no chayav always. Okay, next Tosfot says the next Tosfot. Yeah, okay. Elu va'elu peturim min atefila, aval. בקריאת שמה ובתפילין שאין מדאורייתא חייבין. Which is what? We said, even the ones that are not useful, even the ones that are not necessary, whoever you are, according to Rashi, the guys in the back. According to Tosfot, guys in front and back that are not useful, they're chayav בקריאת שמה. What about תפילה? קריאת שמה ותפילין, which are דאורייתא חייב, ורשע דקאמר, מי שמתו מוטל לפניו, דפתון מן קריאת שמה ומן התפילין, כל שכן דפתון מן התפילה. What about the onen, the relative himself? Does he? What about tefillah? If he's patur from kriyat shema and tefillin, bevaday or bevaday, he's patur from tefillah. Ela la ba'i lemitne beresha, ela chiluk sheben nosei amita lemutal lefanav. The Mishnah only wanted to point out the differences here between the actual onen and the pallbearers. Okay, let's stop here and see some halachot.
Huh?
Vaday. Okay, so moving on to the halacha section says. The Shulchan Aruch. We did this. Oh no, we didn't. Says Maran, "Im ba leafsik ve'la'anot kaddish u'kedusha ben 18 liyul ratzon eno posek. Shula Ratzon, Michlala Tefilahi. We're talking about the first one. After Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch Atah Yisrael Shalom, Amen, and there's a Kaddish or Kedusha, whatever, before you said Yula Ratzon, what do you answer at that point? Nothing. Why? Because Yula Ratzon, is part of the Tefilah, you answer nothing. However, but you are allowed to be mafsik between Yule Ratzon and the other tachanim, your own personal prayers that you say. For instance, the personal prayers that these Amoraim in the Gemara said, your own personal prayers. Okay, says the Rama. ודווקא במקום שנוהגים לומר יהיו רצון מיד אחר התפילה, אבל במקום שנוהגים לומר לתחנונים קודם יהיו רצון להפסיק גם כן לקדיש וקדושה, ובמקומות אלו נוהגים להפסיק באלוהי נצור קודם יהיו רצון, לכן מפסיקים גם כן לקדושה ולקדיש ולברכו. The Rama says that there are certain places with the minhag to say first their own personal supplications before יהיו רצון, but according to Maran that is incorrect. לדעת הספרדים אין כזה מנהג. The first thing you say after המברך למו ישראל בשלום אמן is יהיו רצון. And then, okay. However, no, says Maran. ומיהו הרגיל לומר תחנונים אחר תפילתו, אם התחיל השליח ציבור לסדר תפילתו, והגיע לקדיש ולקדושה מקצר ועולה. ואם לא קיצר, יכול להפסיק כדרך שמפסיק בברכה של קריאת שמה, אפילו באמצע. If a person always says supplications after יהיו לרצון, over there, and you see the שליח ציבור starting, השם שפתי תפתח, and you want to get the קדושה, what do you do? Shorten it. Finish up. If you didn't, and he gets the Kedusha, you're able to answer in the middle of the supplications that you always say as you would during Kriyat Shema uVirchoteha, which we'll get to in a moment. Now, says the next Shulchan Aruch, that's not over here. The Shulchan Aruch says, however, nowadays we are the very next Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Chavbet Seif Bet says, that we are Ragil, we are accustomed nowadays to say, everyone says, Elohai Nitzor, which is one of the personal supplications of Mor Bered Ravina in the Gemara, and that's already been accepted by everyone, and that's considered Ragil Lomar Tachanunim. Therefore, what's the halacha if a person is in the middle of, I'm going to tell you now, Kitzurim, Mamash Kitzurim. Okay, halacha lema'aseh, this happens a lot. If a person is in the middle of the Amidah and he hears different things, Kaddish, Kedusha, whatever, so you stop to listen to Kedusha, you stop to listen to Yeshem Rabbah, Barichu, Vechula, but you can't answer. What about smack in the middle of Elohai Netzor? The halacha is that after the first Yule Ratzon, if you are in Elohai Netzor, you are allowed to, in the middle of Elohai Netzor, you can move your feet, take three steps back, and once you say you take three steps back, you can answer whatever you want. Once you finished answering Kedusha, go back to where you were in Elohai Netzor, finish up, and then take three steps back again when you say Oseh Shalom. You don't really have to take three steps. Even if you take one step back, showing that you are done the Amidah, you don't need to do this during Elohai Netzor, you can answer whatever you want. Let's say though, a person did not. You did not take any steps back, and you are smack in the middle of Elohai Netzor. According to Maran HaShulchan Aruch, we said, since we are Ragil, Elohai Netzor is something that we say every single day by each one of the tefilot, it's ragil lomar tachanunim. It takes on the status of kriyat shema uvirchoteha, and therefore what are you allowed to and what you are not allowed to answer during this thing. So the Mishnah Berurah says that just like by kriyat shema and uvirchoteha, you're allowed to, we said umeshivin mipnei hakavod, right? You're allowed to answer mipnei hakavod, which would include the first five amenim of kaddish and Yeshem Rabbah until Yitbarach, according to Maran Zichron Avracha, according to the Ben Ishchai, until the Amiran Be'alma. Kedusha, only the psukim of Kadosh and Baruch, Na'imloch, Barechu, and that's it. That's all you answer. Now, and just the words Modim Anachnulach, yes. The Mishnah Berurah says the same thing. What about Amen to random Brachot? He says you cannot, besides four, two exceptions, besides four, Amen to Birkat Ha'el HaKadosh and Shomea Tefillah, which are more important brachot than other ones. However, Maran Zichrono Livracha is quoted by his children, Agaon Chacham Yitzchak in Yalkut Yosef, and Agaon Chacham David in Halacha Berura, disagree with this Mishnah Berura, and we hold that you can answer Amen to which brachot? None whatsoever. Even Ha'el HaKadosh, and even Shomea Tefillah. However, the Kaf HaChaim and Or LeZion disagree with this. They say not only, they go to the other extreme. The Kaf HaChaim and Or LeZion hold, and Pashtut, this is the opinion of the Ben Ishchai as well, that they say you can answer Amen in Elohai Netzor to any Beracha in the world, even Borei Pri Ha'etz. You hear somebody saying Borei Pri Ha'etz? According to them, you can answer Amen. However, according to Maran Zichrono Livracha, Yilkut Yosef, Halacha Berura, you are not allowed to answer Amen to anything besides for first five Amenim of Kaddish, Kadosh Uvaruch, Barechu, and the words Modim Anachnu. No. Bechol Zot, Barechu. Barechu. No.
You have to see the bag of Yisrael, how does it work?
For what?
In order to see Amen to the Brachot in the
No. These are things that you would when you're just standing in place in line itself. That's what we just said. Tov. Yesh bezeh machloket haposkim gedula. I just kind of condensed it for you.
Someone told me to just move your foot.
That's what I said.
You said to take a step back.
It's moving your foot.
But in this case, then I'm only obligated to say
every bed. Huh? Not necessarily, because you're still in the middle of the tefillah. I was like, ba mitzvah, patur min mitzvah. Now, yeah. What did you do? Where are you? What did you do?
In the middle of the location.
Did you move?
Yeah.
You can answer everything. Everything, including Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoz. Now, Vayter says, Maran HaShulchan Aruch, טוב נאמר בתחנונים שאחר תפילת מנחה לאחר אלוהי נצור ריבון כל העולמים גלוי וידוע לפניך שבזמן שבית המקדש קיים אדם חותם ומקריב קורבן ואין מקריבים ממנה אלא חלבו ודמו. This is the ריבונו של העולם that we said a person who's fasting should say תענית יחיד, should say at the end of מנחה of his תענית. Says the Rambam. Now the Rambam says, remember how we said a person is supposed to act? He says this is especially true of תלמידי חכמים. Says the Rambam in הלכות דעות. Here's some מוסר. You ready? תלמיד חכם לא יצועק וצובח בשעת דיבורו כבהמות וחיות. A תלמיד חכם shouldn't scream while he's interacting with other people like animals. ולא יגביע קולו ביותר, don't raise your voice too much, אלא דיבורו בנחת עם כל הבריות. Speak pleasantly. וכשידבר בנחת יזהר שלא יתרחק עד שיראה כדברי גסי הרוח. And when you're speaking to people, also don't lower your voice or move back too much because that's already gava. You know the people... That's already gava. Talk like a normal person. The Rambam saying just three words. Just be normal. That's it. That's all we want. Okay, Vayter. Now, umakdim shalom lechol adam kedesh teruchan nocha emenu. Always greet people. ודן את כל האדם לקו זכות, מספר בשבח חברו ולא בגנותו כלל, אוהב שלום ורודף שלום, אם רואה שדבריו מועילים ונשמעים אומר ואם לאו שותק. If you see that your words are going to be beneficial, that you're going to be able to help someone or do something, talk. If you see that your words are not going to be beneficial, what? Don't talk. That's it. Now he says, כיצד, לא ירצה חברו בשעת כעסו, don't try to calm your friend down when he's angry, ולא ישאל לו על נדרו, ולא ישאל לו על נדרו בשעה שנדר עד שתקרא דעתו וינוח, ולא ינחמנו בשעה שמוטל מוטל לפניו, מפני שהוא בהול עד שיקברו. Let's say you see the onen, the dead body is right there. Oh, makom yinachim etchim, tefshara. Ma nechama? What are you crazy? Let him bury, go home, וזה, then you talk nechama. וכן כל כיוצא באלו. ולא יראה לחברו בשעת כלכלתו, אלא יעלים עיניו ממנו, ולא ישנה בדיבורו, ולא יוסיף ולא יגרע, אלא בדברי שלום וכיוצא בהן. כללו של דבר, אינו מדבר אלא בדברי חוכמה, או בגמילות חסדים וכיוצא בהן. When you talk, what should you talk about? Torah, chesed, beneficial things. That's it. That's what he says. And, ולא יספר עם אישה בשוק, ואפילו אשתו או אחותו או ביתו. Don't talk to women in the street. Even if it's your mother, your wife, your sister, why people are going to say, ooh, this guy talks to women, huh? That's what the Rambam says. הרחק מן הכיעור ומן הדומה לו. What? Stay very far away from inappropriate behavior. Vayter. Says the Rambam. Now the Rambam, huh? Talking to women?
In public.
People don't know she's your wife. Not everybody knows. Shmuzin's for home. Now, it means you can be walking and talking, whatever, but just to sit, you know, stand in the middle of the street and just schmooze with women.
What if you're waiting in a line in a store and some woman from your past wants to talk to you?
Shalom. It's talking about, you know, he says, Yisaper, Shalom, how are you? Regards to the kids. Vizeh. Shabbat Shalom, Chag Sameach, Tzkur Shem Rabot, Shana Tova, Shalom. Bekitzur, says the Rambam, Ha'olam Abba, this is the Rambam's explanation, description of how Olam Abba is going to look. En bo gufu gviya, there are no bodies in Olam Abba, says the Rambam. Very interesting. אלא נפשות הצדיקים בלבד, בלא גוף כמלאכי השרת. We're all going to be the צדיקים are going to have only souls, only spiritual beings, metaphysical beings like the מלאכים. הועיל ואין בו גביות, אין בו לא אכילה ולא שתייה ולא דבר מכל הדברים שבגופו, שגופות בני אדם צריכים להם בעולם הזה, ולא יראה דבר מן הדברים שמעלים לגופות בעולם הזה, כגון ישיבה ועמידה ושינה ומיטה ועצב ושחוק וחיוצא בהם. No human function, no eating, drinking, sleeping, mortgage, joy, sadness, all of these things are all relative to the human body. Since there's no human body in Olam Haba, says the Rambam, these things are moot points as well. Kach amru chachamim rishonim, body. Kach amru chachamim rishonim, Olam Haba, en bo lo achila ve lo shtiyah ve lo tashmish, el hatzadikim yoshuvim ve'atirotehem ve'rashehem ve'nehelim ziv ha'shekhinah. Hare nitbarer lecha she'en sham guf lefi she'en sham achila o shtiyah. So the Rambam takes the Gemara that we saw, takes it quite literally, that there is no body. Klomar, tzadikim yoshuvim derech chida amru. What does it mean that tzadikim are sitting? The Gemara says tzadikim sit. The Rambam says there's no sitting, right? Because sitting implies that there's a body. It says the Rambam derech chida, it's only a mashal. There's no sitting. It says what? Klomar, tzadikim mitzuyin sham belo amal uvlo yigia. וכן זה שאמרו עטרותיהם בראשיהן. Oh, they have crowns. Guess where you put a crown? On the head. כלומר, דעת שידעו שבגללה זכו לחיי העולם הבא. It refers to the knowledge of how they got to העולם הבא, מצויה עמהן, והן עטרה שלהם. That's their crown. כעניין שאמר שלמה בעטרה שעיטרה לו אמו, והרי הוא אומר, ושמחת העולם על ראשם, ואין השמחה גוף כדי שתנוח על הראש. Joy is not something that can rest on a body. כך עטרה שאמרו חכמים, כאן היא הידיעה. ומהו זהו שאמרו, נהנים מזיו השכינה. What does it mean that they benefit, they enjoy the glory of the שכינה? Says the Rambam, שיודעים ומשיגים מאמיתת הקדוש ברוך הוא מה שאינם יודעים, והם בגוף האפל והשפל. The ability to understand and realize everything about God, that they were limited in their understanding when they were surrounded by a dark, impure body. That's the Rambam's description of Olam Haba. And here comes the Ra'avad guns blazing. Ready? Comes the Ra'avad and says, אמר אברהם, דברי האיש הזה בעיניי קרובים למי שאומר אין תחיית המתים לגופות אלא לנשמות בלבד. He says from the words, it's almost like the Rambam saying that תחיית המתים only applies to souls, not to bodies. And that's obviously not true. תחיית המתים is literal, that the bodies will be resurrected. יפה מאוד. That you just hit the nail on the head of the מחלוקת ראשונים. How many times are there תחיית המתים? What's going on? So, says the Ra'avad, וחיי ראשי לא היה דעת חזל על זה. It's like he's swearing by his life that חזל didn't mean anything of the sort. שהרי אמרו בכתובות, עתידים צדיקים שיעמדו בלבושיהם, קל וחומר מחיטה. The Gemara says that לעתיד לבוא, the צדיקים will get up with their clothing. In order to be wearing clothing, what do you have to have? A body. וכן היו מצווים לבניהם, אל תקברו לבקרים לבנים ולא בשחורים, שם עזקה. וכן אמרו שלא ישוב הצדיקים לעפר, אלא עומדים בגביעתם, they stand up in their bodies. וכן אמרו במומם עומדים ומתרפאים, which means all of the bodies, anybody that had a handicap, anybody that had some sort of a blemish בעולם הזה, after תחיית המתים is going to be healed, all of these מאמרי חזל are indicative, says the Ra'avad, that what? That there's going to be a body לעולם הבא. וכל אלה מוכיחים כי בגביעתן הם עומדים חיים, אבל אפשר שהבורא ישים גביעתם חזקות ובריאות כגביעת המלאכים, וכגביעת אליהו זכור לטוב, ויהיו עטרות כמשמען וכפשוטן, ולא ימשל. He says, it's possible though, that although there's going to be a body, it's going to be a body that's so strong, like אליהו הנביא, that went into Gan Eden alive, what happened to his body? His body became superhuman, that he no longer needed eating, drinking, sleeping, whatever. He says that's probably what's going to happen to the bodies of Am Yisrael in Olam Haba. They are going to be upped to the next level of being superhuman. And that's what the Gemara means. No eating, drinking, sleeping, procreating, v'chule. Because our bodies are going to be so superhuman, it's going to be more like a malach. And the crowns that are going to be are going to be actual physical crowns. That's the crux of the machloket between the Rambam and the Ra'avad. Stay tuned, Bezat Hashem Bli Neder. I plan on giving delving into this more, because it's a very, obviously we're not going to know anything until we get there, but it's interesting to see the poskim's, ideas, ideologies and descriptions of Olam Haba and all the things that are going to happen that lead up to it. Yemot HaMashiach, Tchiyat HaMetim, moving forward into Olam Haba.
It seems there, I don't know, Rambam is saying that this is Olam Haba, but Rabban is saying that Olam Haba is Tchiyat HaMetim.
Tchiyat HaMetim leads into Olam Haba, that everybody agrees. Now, says the Rambam Vayter, וברות ומניקות מטענות מה שלא בתשעה באב, ואסור בקיצה בין חמים מצונן, ואפילו לא שיט אצבעו במים, ואסור בשיחה של טענות בניין תסנדל, ובתשמיש המיטה, כי יום הכיפורים. So that was all the דיני יום הכיפורים, says the Rambam, ומקום שנהגו לעשות בו מלאכה, עושים. Huh? I said what? תשעה באב, תודה רבה. ומקום שנהגו לעשות בו מלאכה, עושים. ומקום שנהגו שלא לעשות בו מלאכה, אין עושים. ובכל מקום, תלמידי חכמים בטלים בו. Whose שיטה is that? Who does the Rambam hold like? The Chachami, the Rabbanan or Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel? Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. That what? Everybody can be a Talmid Chacham. Okay? No, not Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Chachamim. Talmid Chachamim. Ubchol makom Talmid Chachamim betelim bo. That's exactly the words of the Chachamim. Exactly their words. ואמרו חכמים שכל העושה בו מלאכה אינו רואה סימן ברכה לעולם, whether it's מותר או אסור. If you do מלאכה on תשעה באב, you will never see ברכה from that work. Says מרן, מקום שנהגו לעשות מלאכה בתשעה באב עושים, במקום שנהגו שלא לעשות אין עושים. מותר is מותר, which means it's not אסור. ברכה is a totally different story. ובכל מקום, תלמידי חכמים בטלים, וכל הרוצה לעשות עצמו תלמיד חכם לעניין זה, עושה. There you have רבן שמעון בן גמליאל. ואפילו במקום שנהגו שלא לעשות, מותר לזה אינו יהודי, אפילו בביתו. Even in a place where you can't do it, you can do it through a goy. ופרקמטיה להרוויח ולהשתכר, במקום שנהגו שלא לעשות מלאכה אסור, במקום שנהגו לעשות מותר, אלא שממעט, שאפילו משנכנס אב ממעטים ניסה וליתן. Just business, just buying and selling, trying to earn some money, not manual labor. So he says it depends on the מנהג המקום. Place that does work, you can do buying and selling. Places that don't do work, you shouldn't do that. However, the Rama adds in, ולא נהגו באיסור מלאכה, כי אם הדחצות, ונהגו להחמיר הדחצות בכל מלאכה, וכו' וכו'. Okay, הלאה. Let's see the Rambam, about מתו מוטל לפניו, והקריאת שמה. Viter. Says the Rambam. טוב. מי שמתו מוטל לפניו, אוכל בבית אחר. אין לו בית אחר, עושה מחיצה ואוכל. You can't eat in front of the met. It's ביזיון המת to eat in front of him. אין לו דבר לעשות מחיצה, מחזיר פניו ואוכל. The least you can do is turn around. ובין כך ובין כך, אינו מוסה ואוכל, ולא אוכל בשר, ולא שותה יין. The onen is not allowed to eat meat or drink wine. ואינו מברך, ואינו מזמן, ואין מברכין עליו, ואין מזמנין עליו. הוא פטור מקריאת שמע, ומן התפילה, ומתפילים, ומכל מצוות האמורות בתורה, בשבת. Now this is all בכל. What do we say? No ברכות, no ברכת המזון, can't be part of a זימון. פטור for all of the מצוות. Yeah, that's really the next Gemara, but the Rambam is mentioning it here. Okay? בשבת מסה ואוכל בשר ושותה יין, ומברך ומזמן ומברכין עליו, ומזמין עליו, מחייב בכל מצוות האמורות בתורה חוץ מתשמיש המיטה. Anything that is public, a person is obligated in all of those מצוות on Shabbat, even if he's on end, besides for תשמיש המיטה, which is private. Now, what do you mean? Yeah. Because it's public shows. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Chayav and everything. It's called dvarim shel faresia. These are things that are done in public. Nikbar hamet, harei ze mutar le'achol basar ve'lishtot yayin me'at kedei lishrot achila shebeme'av, aval lo lirvot. That's why after the met is buried and he's already be'avilut, he once again becomes mutar to eat meat and drink wine. He shouldn't drink too much, but he's allowed to drink a little bit just to relax himself, and that's the minhag. By the way, the minhag is that by the seudat habra'ah that you give the avelim when they come back, you give them a little bit of meat, and you give them also a little bit of wine to relax them. Top? A little bit, not a lot. Says the Rambam, מי שמת לא מת, שהוא חייב להתאבל עליו, פטור מקריאת שמע עד שיקברנו, מפני שאין דעתו פנויה לקרות. ואם היה משמר את המת, אף על פי שאינו מתו, פטור מקריאת שמע. If a person was guarding the dead body, you're not supposed to leave the dead body alone. It needs שימור. Now let's say it's not your relative, but you're guarding the dead body. What's the הלכה with regards to קריאת שמע? פטור. אתה עוסק במצווה. Yeah. ואם היו השומרים שניים, האחד משמר והשני נשמד למקום אחר, וקורא וחוזר ומשמר ונשמד האחר וקורא. Which is the next Gemara. If there are two שומרים, so what do? And the time for קריאת שמע comes, one goes away, reads, comes back, guards, the other one goes and reads as well. וכן החופר קבר למת פטור מקריאת שמע. The same thing, if a person is a grave digger, the halacha is that he's also פטור מקריאת שמע. Says מרן, סימן עין א', okay? מי שמת לא מת, שהוא חייב להתאבל עליו, אפילו אינו מוטל עליו לקוברו, פטור מקריאת שמע ומתפילה. ואפילו, which means what? Even if it's a relative, let's say he's not burying him, he's giving it to the Chavar Kadisha. Still what? If the relative is not buried, it's still considered a zilzul. ואפילו אם רוצה להחמיר על עצמו ולקרות, אינו רשאי. Even if the onen wants to be מחמיר and read קריאת שמע, what do you tell him? אסור, can't do it. ואם יש לו מי שישתדל בשבילו בצורכי קבורה ורצה להחמיר על עצמו ולקרות, אין מוכין בידו. However, if he's not burying him, if somebody else will be burying him, which means the responsibility of burial is not on him, and he's still patur, but he wants to read anyway over there, you don't have to tell him anything. If he is responsible for the burial and yet he wants to read Kriyat Shema, what do you tell him? Alo, asur lecha, you can't do it. Okay? Well, no, bracha for sure, bracha levatela. 100% levatela. Yeah.
And the
plane also, and the plane there to show, he's in the cockpit. Big machlok, he's not in the cockpit. He's usually chicken, you know, in chicken class. Anyway, who? Oh, the mate is in the cargo.
The mate is in the cargo, right.
Yeah. So the poskim speak about it. We'll get to it a little bit further in the Pirik, I believe. Over there, whether it's considered Mesira Lakatafin or not. Because over there, the plane still has to land, and you're going to be once again involved, but mid-air, you can't do anything. But can you really not do anything? You can answer emails, you can, you know, coordinate certain details. There are, the post can discuss it. Okay, as follows. Says the Rambam Vayter. This first part we didn't really read yet in the Gemara. In motzin tamed lekovro samuch lizman kriyat shema, elim kin haya adam gadol. Vimitzchil beyotze v'yigen zman kriyat shema v'en melavin tamed kol. Okay, here we go. Kol sheyesh lamita tzorech bahen, kegon nosei amita v'chilufehen, ben shayu lifnei amita, ben shayu leachar amita peturin, ushar melavin she'en lamita tzorech bahen chayavin. Did you see how the Rambam just understood? Not like Rashi and not like Tosfot. Once again, how did Rashi understand the Gemara of the pallbearers? The ones in the front are necessary, patur. The ones in the back are unnecessary, chayav. Tosfot disagreed because of the lashon. Tosfot said, "What's the halacha with the pallbearers?"
Both front and back are necessary.
Needed versus not.
Those who are necessary.
Tosfot says, "No blanket rule. Front and back, necessary, patur. Unnecessary, chayav." The Rambam goes to the opposite extreme. The Rambam says, "Both front and back are always necessary, and they're both patur." That's how the Rambam understands this command. Okay? Avi, repeat the three shitot.
Rashi, front is necessary, back is not necessary, front is not chayav in the mitzvot, patur in the mitzvot,
Kriyat Shema.
Okay.
Yeah.
And back is chayav.
Okay.
Tosfot says that whoever are necessary, whether front or back, when they're necessary, they're patur from Kriyat Shema.
If they're not, then they're and Rambam?
Rambam says that they're both. Rambam says they're both extreme.
Both front and back are considered by Chazal as being necessary, and therefore what? They're both patur, which means even if they're not actively engaged. No. The Rambam says, me'achar shel amita. Tzorech bahim, since, doesn't mean me'achora, me'achar, since the mitah needs them. I'm reading the Rambam. Oh, I was reading Maran. Here. Kol sheyesh amitah tzorech bahim, kegon. What's that? What's tzorech bahim? Here's the example. Nosei amitah v'chilufein. Ben shayu lifnei amitah. Ben shayu leachar amitah, peturin. No. Anybody that the... I know what you're saying, but it's not that. Anybody that is needed by the mitah, i.e., anyone in the front and anyone in the back, those are considered on call. That's, huh? Anybody participating in the pall bearing. All of the groups participating in the pall bearing, according to the Rambam Peturim. And Maran says this. Maran, all the poskim say that Maran is going with the Rambam. Look at Lashon Maran. Says Maran,
can you just clarify the last
one? 1 second. We'll see the Maran. Running out of time. Nosei hamita v'chilufehen v'chilufei chilufehen. Any shifts, okay? Ben otam shehem lifnei hamita. Ben otam shehem leachareha. מאחר שלמיטה צורך בהן פטורים. How come Maran didn't say, well, if yes, if no? Maran said what? Front and back, you are considered what? You're necessary, and who's patur? All of them. Okay? ושאר המלווים את המת שאין למיטה צורך בהן חייבים. If you're just in the entourage, if you're in the procession, but you're not a pallbearer, not before, not after, what's the halacha? You'll be chayav. Although you're in the procession, but you'll still be chayav in kriyat shema.
How can you differentiate between the guy in the procession or the guy in the back me'achor?
The guy in the back me'achor already carried it.
Yeah,
pass it forward. And that is mita tzorech bahem. You carried the mita, even though it's already long gone. It's in front of you. You're patur, says the Rambam. You're patur, says Maran.
Huh?
Because you carried. Correct. And if you're just walking, then no. Says the next. After the burial. Yeah.
Yeah.
Says Maran and Shin Nunchet and Yored Da'a, Nosei Amita Vechilufen Vechilufen Ben Otan Shen Lifnei Amita Ben Otan Shel Achareha Me'achar Shel Amita Tzorech Bahen Peturin Ush'ar Melavin Et Amet She'en Amita Tzorech Bahen Chayavin. Now the Rambam says Nashim Va'avdim Ketanim Chayavim Tefila. That's another thing. V'chol Ish She'patur Mikirat Shema Patur Min Tefila V'chol Melavin Et Amet Af Al Pi She'en Amita Tzorech Bahen Peturin Min Tefila. He said, anybody in the procession, even if they're not taking part in the pallbearing, which means they would be chayav in Kriyat Shema, what about tefillah? What about Amidah? Turin. Okay? Nashim is a different story. Skip to the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuv Vav. Yeah, here we go. Yeah, Shulchan Aruch. Kol ha-pturin Kriyat Shema. Pturin mitfillah. Lechol shechayav b'Kriyat Shema, chayav b'tfillah. חוץ מהמלווין את המת שאין לה מיטה צורך בהן אף על פי שהם חייבים בקריאת שמה פטורים מתפילה. נשים ועבדים is a different story. We'll continue with this tomorrow בעזרת השם with the next סוגיה. עד כאן. ברוך ה' לעולם אמן ואמן. תודה רבה.